You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Week 14, first round of the playoffs. We are there. It is here. Let's go win some chips. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, that's right. It's that time of year. The bunting is on the wall. A little bit more energy inside the stadium. You feel what I'm saying? So it is playoff time. It's time to start winning these games back to back to back so you can, you know, have fantasy football glory in 2017.
Absolutely. Wall Street Matt Modica, what's happening?
It's here. Like we said, some people are happy, some people are sad, but we still have a full slate of games come Sunday, and I'm excited for Sunday once again. I'm content with Julio.
Yep.
But I'm hoping for big things Sunday.
Feeling content if you're Julio Jones owner, not so much if you're an Alvin Kamara guy who let you down last night, getting concussed. I guess he didn't let you down. He just was concussed. Yeah. Would love if I was a Julio Jones owner to have the Michael Thomas game because he was fantastic last night. Helped me out in the league, so big ups there. And listen, you had Drew Brees. You started him. You feel okay. You started Matt Ryan, which I know is a big question mark. You don't feel as good here today, but it's okay. As Scott Engel likes to say, and you heard it from him a little bit earlier on the show, it's one game out of 16, 15 more to come on Sunday and Monday. A lot of time left to catch up. But here are the players that you need to know about going into this weekend. I want to start with Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin and Chris Hogan both have made their returns to practice. Both of these guys look very likely to play. Corey, when it comes to Kelvin Benjamin, does he make a return to your lineup on Sunday?
I think Kelvin Benjamin can go right back into the lineup this week. If you have him, you might as well go ahead and use him. He can't be outside of the top 30. I can't see that, even though I haven't checked the link yet. Can't be outside of the top 30 against that Indianapolis Colts defense, right?
Kelvin Benjamin, according to the link, is number 59.
59. Jake has him as injured. Then
he may have him as injured and potentially Nate Peterman playing. We did see Tyrod Taylor return to practice yesterday, though, but he had quite a bit of a limp. They won't play him if he can't move. I don't think. They might. I don't know.
I would think not. I think they want to really put Peterman in there and get more of a look. You know, that first quarter was horrific, or first half, whatever the hell that was. You know, that was a stain on the Buffalo Bills franchise.
I feel like, honestly, they might start Joe Webb over Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, I mean, Kelvin Benjamin, to me, I'm not... he's not a top three wide receiver for me this week. He's more of a flex option, depending upon my options. I'm more excited about the other guy we're going to talk about.
Even if Taylor goes,
I mean...
Gets Indy?
He's injured. You know, he's been injured. I don't know how he fits into this offense yet. They don't have many options. That I agree. I think Zay Jones is currently the number one option.
All right. That's Kelvin Benjamin. For you, he's not in your lineup. For you, he is, Corey. What about when it comes to Chris Hogan? Will you put Chris Hogan right back in your lineup this week?
That I will do. I mean, Hogan will come right back, especially with no Gronk. This is a gift if you get Hogan.
It really is.
Same for you, no problem?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, Chris Hogan in. Kelvin Benjamin, more of a question mark. We'll come back. More of those types of headlines, including why you may be feeling better about Doug Baldwin right now. It's the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We are back with you right now, Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Wall Street. Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, with you is Mike Lyon coming up. Bottom of the hour, I hope Florio didn't forget. Okay, so Adrian Peterson is once again expected to miss this week, which means Kerwin Williams is going to start in my league, not in my matchup, in the other matchup, Matt. The owner's starting Kerwin Williams this week.
he's a brave man. Yep. He really. Look, Kyron Williams did look good last week running the ball. I even had to take a second look at the TV. I was like, wow, who is this guy?
Right.
And it was Kyron Williams. And then you've seen Penny come in at the goal line. I'm not trusting this. I would hope there was somebody else I could roll with. This is about a half-point PPR.
Yes,
doing.
Sir.
Yeah, I got to think. I would have hopefully have gotten Giovanni Bernard or something.
He did. He started both of them.
Okay.
His team.
What's his other year?
So his team, he was the sixth seed. He had Ezekiel Elliott and Odell Beckham and still was able to make the playoffs.
Good job by him, though.
Which was an excellent job by him. He basically went in there, he drafted Ezekiel Elliott and said, the way I'm going to counterbalance that is by getting Odell Beckham and Tom Brady. I'm like, oh. Okay, well, that makes sense.
That's actually not a bad plan.
No.
And then Tom Brady goes. I mean, then Odell goes down.
So he had Adrian Peterson. He was starting AP all year. AP goes down. He picked up Peyton Barber to start this week. Then Doug Martin comes back. So he's literally starting this week. Gio and Kyron Williams and Danny Woodhead. It's not great out there for him.
Yeah, no, it's.
Look, but he's got the Jacksonville defense, so that's okay.
Yeah, the Jacksonville defense. Hopefully Ramsey's all good to go, but. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know what the waiver wire looked like. I'm sure it looked...
Barren, yeah.
Barren. At least he got Gio there. Like you said, he had Zeke, and he got that six seed. So, I got to say, good job, but I don't know.
Okay. That's Kyron Williams. As I said before the break, Jalen Ramsey didn't practice each of the last 2 days. Now, he could return to practice on Friday, and then no big deal, no harm, no foul. But we've got a lot of questions this week with videos on it about Doug Baldwin and what you do with him. Can you play him? Jalen Ramsey doesn't play. Hell yeah. Oh,
yeah, go ahead. Ramsey doesn't play. Open it up and then make sure you get Baldwin in there. Not to mention the fact you're not going to sit Russ anyway, but he is locked and loaded. I would move him up in rankings did weekly rankings if you have no Jalen Ramsey out there. It almost evens it out a little bit. So I'm not tripping off the situation the Seahawks are in this week. The Seahawks are going to play a good game on Sunday.
We talked yesterday about this a little bit, and I've kind of gone on the roller coaster ride with Steven Anderson a little bit this week, and now that roller coaster ride has kind of reached the bottom, because, yes, he had 12 targets, and he became a huge thing, everyone's going to pick him up, everyone's going to put him in your lineups, he's a top 12 tight end this week. And then Will Fuller's coming back now, and Braxton Miller is making great progress from the concussion, and all of a sudden, Steven Anderson went from being the number 2 option throughout this past game last week to being back to the number 4 option. Maybe there is a rapport here with Tom Savage and Steven Anderson, and obviously you are not going to expect 12 targets again, but I wasn't nearly as high on him as I was just a moment ago.
Yeah, that goes for Steven Anderson and the other guy we talked about, Trey Burton. Zach Ertz is good to go now. So Trey Burton, if I owned Ertz and I had the roster spot, I'll keep Burton there if there's nothing better else out there. But, yeah, Trey Burton, we got excited for a minute on that as well. Anderson, yeah. I mean, look, if Will Fuller is going to play, and you do have Andre Ellington on this team now, who caught, 5 passes last week, I believe was playing some wide receiver at a point in that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm not going to be confident running Steven Anderson. I know a lot of people were getting very excited about it. You definitely gotta pull in the reins.
As we said, Tyrod Taylor may not play, may play totally up in the air. You'll probably have to wait till Sunday for that officially.
I hope you have a better option than Tyrod Taylor. I know it's a good matchup, but how healthy is he?
Well, the other option may be Matthew Stafford, who was at back of practice and said to be ripping the ball and gripping it and everything was fine, but still some question marks on Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I need Matthew Stafford to play. My backup quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to play, so right. I need Matt Stafford to get out there.
Are you allowed to make pickups in that league?
No.
So you're not going to have a quarterback.
I won't have a quarterback if Matthew Stafford doesn't play. That's not ideal for week 14.
Not the best idea.
No.
Well, the last time you did it, worked out. You had Tyrod Taylor in your lineup.
Yeah, I know. but Stafford, listen, Stafford's... I don't see a situation where Stafford misses the game. Stafford plays through injury. I think he goes in there and gets it out. Now, that can mean a better game for Golden Tate, as, the passes get shorter. And you got to understand that Marvin Jones Jr. also in a good spot this week.
They have
excellent matchup. So you want Stafford out there because he could put up a nice week this week if he, put some medicine on it. Put some Robitussin on it.
It does sound pretty good, though. In practice yesterday,
absolutely.
They're saying he did a lot more. The passes look better, too. So, I'm like Corey said, Matthew Stafford seems to take the ball in the center every week.
Sterling Shepard returned to limited practice. That's good. He should be in the lineup. Rishard Matthews returned to a full practice. We expect to see him out this week. Two players that are unlikely to play. Joe Mixon still in concussion protocol, while Damian Williams didn't practice. I don't think anybody expects him to play on Monday night. But when it comes to another good matchup, I want to go back to Oakland and Kansas City, because Amari Cooper didn't practice again on Thursday. And after some early week optimism, Matt, this ankle injury may be a high ankle sprain, and that would mean he's not playing.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Amari Cooper currently. If he doesn't practice today, you got to think that's it.
I agree.
I don't really see. If he doesn't get in a practice, a full practice, I mean, I'm not going to confidently roll him out.
Corey, we have about 5 minutes before the commercial break. And I wanted to give you these 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Because Hugh Jackson's back. He's coming back. I know you were out yesterday, so you didn't have a chance to wax poetic on this.
Yeah.
And I was kind of excited for it, to be perfectly honest with you. The Browns decided to fire their executive vice president yesterday, Sashi Brown, and replace him with John Dorsey within 12 hours.
Yeah, they already had that call made.
And they somehow, of course, were able to get through the Rooney Rule, even though it took 12 hours before they hired the next general manager.
I wonder who they interviewed.
I'd love to know the interview.
Yeah, I would like to know who that scapegoat was.
You know who I bet it was?
Who?
Probably Hugh. Why don't you come in our office? We'll consider you as our general manager, too. We'll keep you as coach, but you got to go through this general manager interview.
I mean,
that's a good one, right?
That is crazy. I didn't think about it that way. Because, uh-huh. I figured in season like that, you don't look at it because it's not February, when a lot of these coaching changes take place, January, stuff like that.
Right.
So, yeah, you don't really think about it now. So, yeah, they use Hugh to satisfy the Rooney Rule. Come on, Hugh, you got to do a better job than that. But I guess it is Hugh's job. You feel what I'm saying? So
Hugh basically survives this. I don't get it.
No, he survives for now. He survived for now.
Jimmy Haslam,
I would not be surprised if he's going in the offseason.
Even though they released a statement saying he will be back in 2018.
Yeah, exactly. These owners do this all the time.
No, I don't know, man. I think
that was a big statement.
He won the power struggle,
but it's a new GM in there. But, did Hugh pick that GM?
But I think what was said was, they had this set up. The GM, they had that talks. He was lined up. For when they made this announcement to fire him, they had this guy well in their pocket. And he was probably told, look, you want the job, use our coach. That's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, if you survive this to this point, he's coming back. And that, all the reports were indicating that he has, he's fought for more player control and all this stuff.
The players like him. The organization likes him. He's a well-liked, well-respected guy around the NFL. But you got to win a damn game.
No, I totally agree. But if you go back to the draft and stuff, supposedly he called Deshaun Watson and said, we're taking you.
Wow.
And then they didn't take him. So, I can't back you. And I think if you hire a new GM, they should have the right to hire.
Always.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's why I said I wouldn't be surprised if it could still happen to Hugh. Because you got to win a game at some point, too. You're the head coach of the team. Nice guy and, all of this, whatever. That's fine. But you're there to win football games. And you've won one football game in 2 years. That's ridiculous. I don't see how they can keep him, to be honest with you.
I agree. I know. I think he can be a good coach maybe someplace else. I don't think it's all on him. But he has to take some of the blame. And who's taking the fall here is the front office.
The crazy thing is
but the roster, look at the roster. They got good players on the roster. Roster's loaded.
There's talent, man.
The problem
Hugh did not put his players in the best position to win.
Here's the thing. If the Browns had, say, Josh McCown this season under center, I think they win a few games. You didn't have to have a fantastic quarterback.
Right.
But maybe rushing this kid, I know they wanted to do that one-year look, see what they had.
You know what's the best? Josh McCown is going to do this thing with the Jets that Ryan Fitzpatrick did, where he holds out for the multi-year deal.
And he get a contract and then be horrible next year.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. You know that's what's going to happen.
That's the most Jet-like thing ever.
It happened twice now, Fitzpatrick and now McCown. This note on Hugh is my favorite. Hugh came out yesterday after he wins the power struggle, right? And he is smiling ear to ear. He's got the shoulders broad. He's feeling good. He told the media yesterday he did not hire an offensive coordinator this year because he didn't want them to have to play scapegoat when he fired them. The offense sucked.
Wow.
So he did not hire an offensive coordinator. But maybe now that he has won the power struggle, he will.
That's wild. He was a wild dude. Hugh wild Jackson. Who, Teflon Hugh.
That's what it feels like, man. 844-843-6879. Let's light up those calls. We'll come back. We'll answer them. And you make the call. We get some good ones for you today as we head into the weekend. Roto Express continues right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
RotoExperts.com.
That's one.
No, that was not me. That was downstairs.
Oh, okay.
That was good. All right. That was good. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Make sure you check it because remember, every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. We give the DKMS people, give these people second chances at life by recruiting bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. Joining the Bone Marrow Registry literally takes 60 seconds, we tell you all the time. You just got to swab your cheeks, and then you could help save those that have blood cancers for blood cancer. And if you can't ultimately wind up swabbing your cheeks, you don't want to join the registry, you don't want to be a bone marrow donor, help somebody else become that. For just $45, you could donate to the people at DKMS, and they can then register a bone marrow donor, and that could save a life with someone with blood cancer. Please, whatever you can do during this holiday season, please do what you can. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Back to you. I want you to make the call, gentlemen. I was going to say, last week we titled the segment, You Make the Call. This week I'm titling it Call Me Maybe, because why not? Does Aaron Jones, Corey, impose on Jamal Williams?
I hope not, because I need Jamal Williams to come through and make up some points for what happened with Tevin Coleman last night, so I hope not. But can't just hope. Listen, the bottom line of the matter is I think you'll see him get more carries. I still think for this week this is still going to be Mr. Williams' backfield, though.
I mean, I think Jamal Williams has earned it, but I think Aaron Jones is a real thing. And if you hear some of these beat reporters, it's beat reporters, not the coach, yep, and all that. If you own Jamal Williams in this matchup, which you were looking very forward to, you have to have some reservations now. I'm not saying, I don't think you can start Aaron Jones. Maybe it's a Hail Mary flex play, you have nobody else. But Jamal Williams looked really good. He's not looking as good as he once did.
You make the call, Maddie. Can I start Martavis Bryant without Juju?
He would be a flex option. Mm-hmm. Not one of my ideal flex options, but they are looking more towards him. He's doing well on kick returns and stuff. He seems to have added a boost to the special teams of the Steelers.
No Jimmy Smith, of course, and Steelers at home on Sunday night. Could you play Martavis Bryant in the flex?
You could flex Martavis Bryant. I wouldn't want to.
Matt, call me maybe. Corey Davis or Sammy Watkins this week?
Sammy Watkins.
Hey!
It's not even close.
He did it.
Sammy of 4 touchdowns in the last 5 games.
Corey, D.D. Westbrook or
four
Mike
catches
Wallace?
In the last 5 games. You know what? It's amazing that this is tougher than it should that than it is.
Wait, but what was the question?
D.D. Westbrook or Mike Wallace?
Yeah,
for me, it's easy.
I would go D.D. Obviously, I think D.D.'s the guy, but Wallace's been playing very good.
I'm the opposite. I'm more Mike Wallace. I like Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace is a 1 receiver number 3 for me.
The matchup is tough, though.
I think he's going to look. This is a game I think it's going to be more points scored than we usually expect from a Steelers-Ravers game. Mike Wallace is become, the past couple of weeks, I'm just, you know, we're following the data and all that. He's getting the targets. I think they're going to challenge the Steelers secondary. I like him this week.
Yeah, I would go D.D. I think the matchup might be a little bit too much. I think Pittsburgh comes in here you know, I hate to play the narrative thing, but, you know, one of their, well, the whole AFC North, well, the whole NFL is, you know, thoughts and prayers for Ryan Shazier, but I think Pittsburgh goes out in this game and really try to show out for them. So I think it's an easy one for Pittsburgh.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
With the Steelers, any repercussions from that brutal game on Monday night in the short week?
Could be.
You know, now they got to play another
hard hitting Ravens team.
We've been talking about how Steelers, Bengals, Steelers, Ravens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot. These are tough matchups.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you start D.D. Westbrook or would you start Kelvin Benjamin this week? I know, Corey, you said you're cool getting Kelvin Benjamin in your lineups. This one's for you.
I would go D.D. Westbrook.
You go D.D. over Benjamin.
I'm going to go D.D. as well.
Well, you didn't even want to start Kelvin Benjamin in the first place.
Yeah, I need to see it. He's not been a part of this offense, really. He's a guy that came in late. He's been injured. He's coming back. I don't know if he's 100%.
Sure.
Tyrod Taylor, I don't know if he's going to play. We've seen Nate Peterman, and if Nate Peterman is the quarterback, you got to like Zay Jones. If you watch the preseason, Zay Jones was his guy. Zay Jones has taken over as the guy in Buffalo in a pass offense you really don't want any part of, but he's become the guy.
Is Kenny Stills a must start this week?
Must start is
strong.
Is strong, but I can see you getting Kenny Stills in your lineup this week.
He's the clear number two in Miami. I would probably play him. I mean, I'm gonna. He's in that wide receiver three at worst, the flex for me as well.
You know how they say the Patriots always want to take something away from the offense. Yeah. What do they take away from Miami?
I think they'll try to take away Jarvis.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
I think they'll try to take away Jarvis. Ideally,
they just played a couple weeks ago and they tried to take away Jarvis. That's right.
844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Let's begin with Trucker Rick. What's going on, Trucker?
What up, Rick?
Corey, Matt, and Greggy.
What's going on?
What up,
gotta talk Greggy? I think I got a good one for you. All right? It's very clear to me, watching the Patriots, they're trying to preserve TFB. And he's been taking a lot of hits. And when they play in Miami, I don't think Miami really cares about winning as much as they want to just kill TFB. And they seem to get the TFB often.
He's going to try to bench TFB.
So, Here's the thing I'm thinking. I've got Tom Brady and Delaney Walker as my tight end. Or, and I really think about this, just based on it, hey, what if the Patriots get to probably run on Miami, and they seem to be running a lot. Here's the option. I can go and start. Darn it, who's the dude from L.A. Clippers? Quarterback.
Phillip Rivers,
Melvin Gordon, and Henry. I could stack them instead of going Brady and Walker.
How about this?
Rick?
How about you play DFS and you put the Clippers in that lineup and you start Tom Brady?
Are you out of your damn mind, Rick? You're going to bench Tom Brady because you think the Dolphins are going to try to injure him? Are you crazy?
I mean, there's fewer things in life in a playoff I'd want to have
on
than
Monday
Tom
night.
Brady on a Monday night
against Miami.
The Bellman.
Against Miami.
Yeah, you got it, Rick. You got to throw him out there, Rick. This is not time for over analysis. It's real. It's still as easy as it was the first 14 weeks.
Listen, I understand the cliche of paralysis by over analysis,
I think this is recency bias too, because we saw Tom Brady only put up 10 points, didn't throw a touchdown pass.
Are you nuts?
It just happened that way. I know there's no Gronk, but Hogan's coming back. This is the Patriots. And last week we saw Burkhead rush for two touchdowns. He could easily catch two touchdowns.
All right. Anthony Boston, you're up next here on the Roto Experts.
Good morning, morning, morning.
What up, Anthony?
What's happening, Anthony? Yes,
hey, nice. Good, good. I'm looking for a help set my lineup up.
Figured that.
My quarterbacks are Mariota, Phillip Rivers. Mm-mm. Running back star, Sean McCoy.
You play Rivers.
You play Rivers and skip that. Move on.
Sean McCoy, Melvin Gordon, Carlos Hyde, and Giovanni.
All right.
That's my running back.
Okay. How many do you play?
And I'm playing three of them.
Okay.
Hey, look.
Let's stop there.
I think most people are going to say play Giovanni Bernard over Hyde. I'm playing Carlos Hyde. over Giovanni Bernard. I'm sorry. I know the Houston run defense and stuff like that, and versus Chicago. I'm going with Hart.
It's a tough call. It's almost a toss-up right there.
To be clear, McCoy and Gordon are the locks.
McCoy and Gordon get into your lineup. You got to make a decision between Hyde and Giovanni Bernard. I think you can go either way on this one. I think it's kind of a flip of a coin situation. I think I would go.
Is that with Mixon out?
I would go with Mixon out. I would go Gio because he got the backfield to himself.
I'm going to break the tie. I'm going to go with Carlos Hyde only because of this. And it really all goes back to my buddy Mike Florio, where he said, you know, we're putting Giovanni Bernard. Some people have him in their top 10. Some people have him in their top 15. Sorry, Corey.
No problem.
But Joe Mixon has been the man for a very long time. He wasn't really losing carries to Gio. That wasn't like a thing. And it wasn't like Joe Mixon was laying the world on a fire here behind this offensive line, which has been better. But he wasn't getting 20, 25 carries for 100 yards. He kind of stunk, and it was touchdown or bust. If he get the touchdown, it sucked. I'm going to go with Carlos Hyde.
I don't know why. Look, I get that it's at Houston. They have a good run defense. Carlos Hyde has consistently put up double-digit points. He's consistently got it done. He's got over 50 receptions on the year. There's no way in hell I'm benching Carlos Hyde in my playoff.
But this is a new quarterback.
I understand, was the fewest targets that he's.
I mean, he's got
correct.
He's got two games of less than five targets earlier in the season. But for the most part, he stays above six targets. Last week, five targets. Maybe Garoppolo is like, I'm gonna air it out. I'm winging. I'm not gonna check it now.
But here's the thing. He's been the guy with like the fewest, you know, red zone opportunities. One of the fewest in the league. And now if Jimmy G is moving this ball and they get the ball inside the five, he should have some more opportunities there to get rushing touchdowns. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not going to put Gio. I like Gio. I'm not saying he's not a good option this week. I'm not putting Gio in over Carlos Hyde.
All right. What else you got with the wide receivers here, Anthony?
Jarvis Landry, Stephon Diggs, Gordon, and Rashad Matthew.
How many we got?
I'm going to play three of them.
Playing three of them. All right, pick three of them, Matt.
Josh Gordon,
Jarvis Landry, and who the rest?
Stephon Diggs or Rashard Matthews?
I'm going with Stephon
Diggs.
All right, there you go, Anthony. Question answered. Just like that.
Boom.
Boom.
Who's your tight end, Anthony?
And Greg Olsen.
Who?
What?
Greg Olsen and Charles Clay.
You might need a tight end, son.
I would go with Greg Olsen over Charles Clay.
At that point, the way things are shaping up in Buffalo right now, with the uncertainty and everything, I would take the gamble on Olsen, but I'd see who else is out on the waiver wire.
If you're thinking of giving DFS a try, remember, this weekend, you go to Fantasy Factor. Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single-entry contest only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls every week. They're free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. When we come back, the laptops go down, and the fantasy executive tries to defend his championship. Is Mike Lyon next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Shut down the laptops. We are focused and we are raring to go. This is Mike Lyon. Matt Modiga is in a slump, as they call it.
Hey, last 2 weeks, it was you and then the fantasy executive.
That is correct. Matt Modiga has lost. I feel like Corey and I should team up to try to beat him. That's probably the only way we'll consistently win. But nevertheless, I won 2 weeks ago. Corey won last week. And this week, we're going to do it all over again. And with that, we bring in our good buddy, Mike Florio, my BFF. What's up, Mikey?
What's up, guys?
Not much, man. Feeling good. Michael Thomas all the way.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
That was awesome. Corey Parson.
Fantasy executive.
What number would you like to go?
Third.
You would go third, which means up first, it's Wall Street Matt Modica.
Let's do this.
Let's do this thing. Let's do it.
Lamar Miller has not finished as a top 12 running back in PPR format any week this season.
Ooh. False.
We know that. You've been saying that all week. I'll say false.
It would be... I think the answer has to be false because, if I'm not mistaken, he's inside the top 12 for the year.
Correct.
So for him not to put up no top 12 weeks...
would be crazy.
Would be crazy.
Yeah. We all say false, Mike.
It's false. He's only done it twice all season, though. He finished fourth overall in both week 4 and 8.
Yeah, I knew he's number 12 overall, so... there you go. All right. We all have 1 point. We're all doing well. We move on to question number two.
Kareem Hunt is averaging more yards per carry than Todd Gurley.
True.
True.
This sounds like a tricky one, but I'm going to go true with this. Early in the season, he had something.
Exactly,
like
yeah.
He was...
it's true. He's averaging 4.8 yards per carry compared to Todd Gurley's 4.2.
Early in the season.
He was averaging like 6.
I think by week 6, he was still averaging 6 yards a carry in week 6.
And even though the carries have gone down, the yards per carry has been there. Even this past week, he averaged 4.5 yards per carry.
Yeah, the guy that does, man, it's not him, it's Andy Reid.
100%. All right, 2 for 2, everybody. We're rolling along here. Question number 3.
I had to get a Kareem Hunt question in there. Question 3. Larry Fitzgerald is one of the 4 wide receivers averaging double-digit targets per game.
Larry Fitzgerald is one of the 4 wide receivers averaging what?
More than double-digit targets per game.
Double-digit targets per game. This is true.
This is me or you? I'm going to say true as well.
I'll say false.
Greg takes the lead.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's averaging 9.7, just outside of it. Do you guys want to try and guess the 4 averaging double digits?
Who gets the first guess?
That would be you.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, that's correct.
Do I get a point for that?
Number 2.
Yeah.
I'll say Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that's correct, too.
Yeah, he is number 1.
Great. That was the 2 easy ones.
Yep.
Great. I'm going to go with... I'll go with Adam Thielen.
That's a good one.
No.
Shucks.
Come here. This is interesting.
I have one more guess. Hope you don't... neither of you guess those guys.
I wonder if he's getting this that many targets. I'm going to go with...
you're going to say my guess. I know it.
Marvin Jones Jr.
No.
Don't say my guess.
Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen is correct.
All right. Nice, Matt. I'm going to say Jarvis Landry.
That is correct.
All right, there we go. All right. We got all 4. Nice job, everybody. With that, I believe Matt and I are tied at 4. Corey is at 3. Question number 4.
According to Uber Facts, Battery Park has a fake memorial that honors victims of a giant octopus attack on a Staten Island ferry.
This is for me.
It is.
I'm going to say true.
Sure, true.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, I live in New York. I had no idea this, but it's true.
That's
yeah,
great.
I know that.
That's great.
True.
You know that one? All right. Question number 5.
Le'Veon Bell is the only running back with more than 230 carries, not including last night's units. It was coming into week 14.
The only running back with 230 carries. Play the odds. False.
False.
True.
Matt takes the lead.
Wow.
Le'Veon Bell, coming into this week, had 270 carries. The next closest was Gurley at 223.
That's insane. Gurley would have been my guess, too. All right, Matt takes a 1-point lead over myself. 2 over Corey. Question number 6 is Corey's.
I got the octopus. Oh,
Tom Brady
octopus,
leads.
Right.
Todd Gurley leads the league in passing attempts.
He does not lead the league in passing attempts.
Not including last night.
Tom Brady or Todd Gurley?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom Brady.
I was like, Todd Gurley does not lead the league in passing attempts.
I had Todd Gurley in the mind from the last question.
False.
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 It is false. One player has
it's only
more.
One. That's the question.
Who gets to go first?
Corey Parson does.
Only one player.
Matt knows it, which is annoying.
I think I have a good idea.
It's a damn good idea.
It's two dudes on my mind.
One of them could be right.
Huh?
One of them might be right.
Yeah. Alex Smith.
No.
I'm gonna go with Russell Wilson.
Correct.
Wow. Russell Wilson.
What? Big time.
That is a big time answer. Matt takes a 2-point lead over myself, a 3-point lead now over the fantasy executive. That's a big question, Matt, you got right there, Matt. Question number 7 is Matt Modica's.
Leonard Fournette has not finished as an RB1 in PPR over the past month.
PPR, right? I will say false.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true.
This is true. His best finish over the last 4 weeks is RB14.
He had the 16.7. So that's what it is.
There you go. Matt gives a point back. Up one on me. Up two on Corey. Question number 8.
According to UberFacts, Macaulay Culkin was the first child actor to ever earn $1 million for a movie.
False.
False.
Yeah, I'll stay with false on that.
You're all wrong.
It's true. Huh.
Because
we weren't adjusting for inflation with like Shirley Temple or something like that.
Oh, I wasn't thinking Shirley Temple.
Home Alone.
I was going all the way back there. All right. No points awarded. Moving on. Question number 9. I'm down 1. Corey's down 2. A lot of game left. Question number 9.
Ben Roethlisberger leads all quarterbacks in passing attempts inside the 10-yard line.
Lord. Passing attempts inside the 10-yard line. I'm going to say false.
I'm going to go false as well.
False.
It is false. 2 players have more.
Wait. 2 players have more.
Yes.
2 quarterbacks have more.
Two quarterbacks.
Okay. Don't get slick. Muhammad's the new. Nah, let me stop. passing attempts inside the 10-yard line. 2 quarterbacks have more than Big Ben. Russell Wilson.
He is one of them.
He was my guess as well.
All right.
So, Corey now down 1. This is the harder one.
Yeah, no, I was going to go with Russell. So, Carson Wentz.
No.
Matthew Stafford.
No.
Ooh.
Corey, to try to tie the game.
This is a good opportunity for the fantasy executive right here.
I imagine Corey says that at all, like, fastest point.
Yeah. Several times out the day. And at night. You know what? It's got to be somebody... You know what? Josh McCown.
That's my guess.
No.
Oh!
How about... No, I don't want to say that. I did want to say
that. That would have been cool.
You know what? It looked crazy. Alex Smith?
No.
All right. This is an opportunity for me.
Damn.
Now... All right, passing attempts.
It's a huge opportunity for Greg.
I knew Russell Wilson.
Passing attempts inside the 10-yard line. I have this feeling, I just don't think it's right. It was my initial instinct, which is annoying. I'm going to say passing attempts inside the 10. Why do I want to say this? That's not right. That's just not right. I'm going to go with Case Keenum.
No.
I know it who is. It is.
A guy who throws through his RBs a lot.
I thought about him. Who is it?
Philip Rivers.
It is Philip Rivers. Damn. I was going to say that too. One question to go. Both myself and Corey are down 1 point. Come back to find out who wins.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Week here at Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Fantasy Executive Matt Modica, and myself. We are locked into a battle today on Is Mike Lions, a three-person race. Very, very good game. Jake's here to witness it all. What's up, Jake?
Oh, Jake.
What's going on, Greg? Who's battle? You said all tied?
Matt is up one on both Corey and I.
Let's go, Greg.
I appreciate it, Jay. Appreciate the support. Let's do it, man. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take the fans. I love it.
He's a BFF.
Jake, I'm an original BFF.
He was.
That is true. He is an original BFF.
He was
BFF.
The original BFF a long time ago. All right, Mike Florio. Question number 10 belongs to Matt Modica.
Entering week 14, Le'Veon Bell leads all running backs in red zone target.
False.
He knows it. He answered it so quickly. False.
False.
He answered so quickly.
It is false. Huh? One running back.
Oh, only one.
Shaking
running
his
back.
Head,
now,
yes.
Come on, Florio.
With a big smile on his face.
This question should have been earlier.
I agree.
This question should have been earlier.
This is between two guys. It's really tough. Red zone targets. I'm going to go with Todd Gurley.
Incorrect.
Wow, okay. We each got a shot. We each have a shot. We're looking for red zone targets. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey.
Incorrect.
To send it to overtime, fantasy executive. Defend your championship.
Melvin Gordon.
That's who was between.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Matt Modica got a chance to win it again.
Red zone targets.
Florio, I take it back. This is a good question.
I will say.
Good question to end it.
Alvin Kamara.
Oh.
That makes sense.
The winner.
Oh!
Matt Modica.
Oh, wow. Alvin Kamara does it.
And nobody
the king
thought,
is back.
You guys not guess that?
Nobody, I'm about to say, Jake, I'm about to say, nobody thought to say the running back with 70 receptions.
The best running back in the NFL hurt last night. There you go. Alvin Kamara. Matt, you've regained your throne.
It feels good.
Congratulations. Jakey, how are you feeling after last night?
I'm feeling okay. I actually didn't have really anybody going in most of those games. Anybody involved in it, I had a bye with, so I was just sitting there for the entertainment purposes. Although, feeling that way, that wasn't a very entertaining game.
You don't think?
I thought it was entertaining.
I thought it was an entertaining game.
No, that was disappointing.
Really? That was awesome.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
I mean, it was poorly played, but it was entertaining.
Oh, I thought
that's why. I couldn't get past it. It was just a mess. The only thing I was happy about was my boy Michael Thomas.
I guess when you have no implications, it doesn't really matter. Like, I had Julio on a team. I had Michael Thomas on a team. I'm sitting with somebody that has Alvin Kamara. Like, you know, you
I wanted the Falcons.
On.
I wanted the Falcons to lose because
I
like
definitely wanted the Falcons.
Yeah,
to lose.
I wanted the Falcons to lose because
your prayers are done.
Oh, man, it's a ten win NFC team is not going to make the playoffs.
It's true. It's crazy because plenty of 10 win teams will get in the AFC.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to do it for my bet with the Packers, which kind of sucks. What's coming up next here?
Coming up next on The Frenzy, we start to get ready for Week 14, the first weekend of the fantasy football playoffs. So we get some DFS with Michael Rathburn in the second hour. But other than that, we'll check the link. I got some couple things written down. We'll look at some matchups. We'll go through some injuries. It's Week 14. It's the playoffs.
You know what's awesome? For the playoffs, Corey actually wrote things down. So we're really taking a step out here on the Fantasy Football Frenzy Playoff Edition.
There you go.
Absolutely. I want to thank Jake Seeley. I want to thank Is Mike Florio Lying. So I want to thank Mike Florio. I got that. I butchered that. But Florio will be back here at the BFFs coming up in a couple hours from now. For Corey, the Fantasy Executive Parson, for Wall Street Man Bodica, I am Greg Sussman. Good luck in Week 14. We hope to have you here on Monday talking about your playoff victory. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. We'll see you back there for the Roto Experts on Monday. Bye.